Maria has a point that she wants to make on the programme. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Maria, what's on your mind?
Hi, on Monday, my son was parked at a garage going in to get his lunch break, and Red Diesel Alert NI had put on Facebook a photograph of his car registration, labelling him as an R plate driver and how they think they own the roads, and even tagged his workplace. And I thought it was very... I was very annoyed at it, to be quite honest. And then,
okay, let me stop you there for a second, because you've sort of lost me here. You said about Red Diesel NI. What is Red Diesel NI?
Red Diesel Alert NI. I don't know. It was on Facebook. They uploaded the picture saying that these wee R plate drivers think they own the road, parked at a garage for 19 minutes and wasn't even getting fuel. Now, he doesn't know he got fuel, and he must have had 19 minutes in his day to sit and wait, and my son coming out of the garage.
Right,
other,
right.
Other parking spaces.
Okay, so Red Diesel Alert NI is one of these sort of Facebook-type pages. It's some anonymous person who tries to be funny, is that right?
That's what it was. They were making an idiot out of him, basically. I commented back to them, at the end of the day, everybody who's driving now was an R-plate driver once. The car's tax insured, it's roadworthy. He's entitled to use the garage and use their forecourt if he's using their services. So all different people started commenting, saying that he could have been getting fuel. So then Energy 106 took it on board, pretending that they had shared the photograph. But Red Diesel and I private mailed them, letting them know I was totally disgusted at it, and they mailed me back apologising and took the picture off. But then Energy 106, whoever they are, uploaded it pretending that they were the ones that had taken the picture. And then some guy had said he shouldn't be driving if it takes him 19 minutes to use the garage. What has that got to do with his driving? I just wanted to get my point across, Frank. At the end of the day, he was out doing an honest day's work, plus the tag is his workplace, which I thought was ridiculous.
Okay, so a number of websites, none of which would be ringing a bell in my head, were making fun of him. Now, let's get back to the original situation. He was in a garage forecourt for 19 minutes. Was he sitting at the actual fuel nozzle at the pump for 19 minutes?
No, because he parked the car, got diesel, and went in to pay and get his lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your man was stating on the picture that he didn't even get fuel because his petrol cap was at the other side of the car. But should the hoses stretch? Anybody that uses the petrol pumps know that.
I know, but Maria, I'm just trying to get a handle on, was he 19 minutes parked at the pump?
Yes, but see some guys...
But just on that, nobody should be making fun of him on the internet.
No
one should be making fun
so
of him on the
at.
Internet. But
stating that he was an R-plate driver. One second, Frank. Stating that he was an R-plate driver and that the R-plate drivers nowadays think they own the roads. Who was he to slander my son for being an R-plate driver, which everybody bees for a year after the passer driving test?
Yes, I agree with
then,
you.
Then, even on the tag his workplace.
Shouldn't have done it.
Who gives anybody the right to do that? Now, they did private mail me back and say that they would take the picture off and they were sorry for any offence. Then Energy 106 reposted the photograph as if it was them that were parked behind them. Do you understand?
Then
Alert NI must have private mailed or must have sent Energy 106 the mail that I had sent them, and Energy 106 uploaded it on Facebook, the private mail that I had sent them. So I rang, mailed them and asked them to phone me back, and they wrote back to me ever so cocky, I'll speak to you sure on U105, but you didn't ring me back on Monday because you were obviously busy. But I just wanted to get my point across. Who are they to label anybody for being an R-plate driver and discussing on social media where everybody's giving their different comments of where they can park and where they can't park? If he's using the garage, he's entitled to park in the forecourt, plus he was getting diesel.
Yeah. Okay, Maria, I don't know who Red Alert, Red Diesel NI are, and I don't know who Energy 106...
Energy 106, I think, are like a dance station on social media.
Okay. So they both have used the picture, and you're not happy. Understandably, you're not happy because...
I was more annoyed at them tagging his workplace as well, Frank.
Okay.
Out of order.
Okay. I'm with you on all of that. I can understand your annoyance. Let's get back now to what the lad did do, the mistake that he made, because he did make a mistake. He went into a forecourt and he parked at the pump for 19 minutes.
Right.
You don't park at a pump for 19 minutes. You go in to a forecourt, you fill with your diesel, you go into the shop, you buy your sandwich, and you come out to the car, and you move your car across the forecourt and eat your sandwich somewhere else, or you go on down the road and eat your sandwich, or if you're
wait till I'm finished.
If you are going to continue to carry out custom in the shop, courtesy demands that you come out of the shop and move the car before you go in to drink coffee or whatever in the shop.
Yes, and I understand that, and you're completely right. But that wasn't my point. He was in the garage for 19 minutes, which maybe he should have moved the car by right. But my point was he was labelling my son for thinking that he owned the road and being an R-plate driver and tagging his workplace.
Yes, I accept that they shouldn't have done that. I've now managed to get it on Facebook here. It says, "Don't you just hate we R-plate lads who think they've passed and suddenly own the roads? Parked in a busy garage, isn't even getting fuel, then takes 19 minutes in the garage, fuel cap's not even on the left side." Okay, even, and I presume he did get petrol.
He went in,
he got diesel. He should not be on social media being made fun of. And if the people had, you know, if they had any cop on at all, they would have blocked out his car registration number, and they certainly wouldn't have tagged in his work. If they were trying to be funny, they should have at least protected his identity. I agree with you on that. They call him a muppet, and they belittle him on the social media, and they shouldn't have done it. But, Maria, he should not have parked for 19 minutes at a petrol pump.
I don't disagree with that, Frank. I do not disagree with that. But what happens if it was a busy garage and he was being served? There may have been a queue. I'm not saying that's the case because I don't know. I wasn't there. But at the same time, that wasn't my main reason for the phone call. It was because they were slandering him for being an R-plate driver, thinking he owned the road, calling him a muppet, tagging his workplace. Who do they think they are?
Yeah, I understand your annoyance. But do you agree that he was silly to park there for 19 minutes?
Yes, totally. And I said that on the comments back to Alert NI and the 106. Maybe he shouldn't have been parked there. But don't be stating that he shouldn't be driving because it takes him 19 minutes to use a garage.
I understand. Totally understand your annoyance. As a mum, they have belittled the young fella on a public platform. They shouldn't have done it. If they had a bit of cop on, the person who took the photograph, the person who posted the photograph, if they had any cop on at all, they would have gone over to him and said, "Listen, it would have been really helpful if you hadn't parked there for 19 minutes. You've been sitting there for so long," because obviously the guy behind him is, I presume, waiting for petrol, or is maybe just for some reason timing him. I don't know why. But they have belittled him. It's unfair. And I suppose all of us need to remember that when you're parking at a petrol pump, it should be 3 or 4 minutes maximum in and out.
Yes, I totally understand that. But I was annoyed at the fact, who do they think they are? Why didn't the guy wait till he came out of the garage, which I stated on my comment when I uploaded it on Facebook, and confront him if he was so annoyed? And he had 19 minutes in his day when there was other petrol pumps available to sit and wait on my son. And then get his work name off the back of his hi-vis and tag him in it. That's wrong.
Yeah. The other thing is his name, we haven't broadcast his name, is his name in the public domain?
No.
No, that's as important.
But his car registration is. And then some other guy then uploaded a picture. That course will not be on the road for much longer. It's 12 years old. He's 17 years of age. It's his first wee car on the road. Who is anybody to slander?
Yeah, people are smart asses, and they'll hurt his feelings.
No, he didn't hurt his feelings. He's made a bigger thing than that. It annoyed me. Because he's my child, and who are they? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
They've hurt your feelings. There's no question about that. And that's people not thinking ahead